Binkley and Marotta mornings here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios. Look, the aftermath is going to be a long one for a loss this painful for the Phoenix Suns. So we continue with the guy who covered the series between the Mavericks and the Suns for SI.com. Rohan Nadkarni, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Rohan, thanks again for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Nobody expected, I'm not even talking about the result. Dallas played a great game, and they deserved to win that series. But the one-sided nature of what we saw in a Game 7, you don't see very often. Did you have any inkling that that was coming, Rohan?
Not at all. I mean, you mentioned it. I was in Phoenix for the couple of days before. I remember talking to Devin Booker and Jay Crowder at practice. I mean, they seemed relaxed. They seemed ready to go. They seemed excited. It was a group that had a lot of big game experience together. I mean, they made it to the finals a year before with the same starting lineup. It was shocking. It was really shocking. I still haven't really fully comprehended what happened that night, but there was nothing that would indicate that it would be so one-sided. I mean, the Suns had been playing well at home. They seemed to have a good practice. Everyone seemed locked in. Everyone seemed, you know, not too anxious for it. So it's still honestly surprising this many days later.
When you look back on Chris Paul's performance the last few games of this series, what do you think happened? Do you think there was an injury that largely went unreported? Do you think he succumbed to age and defensive tactics? What do your instincts tell you?
I think it's fair to say that it's a combination of, you know, obviously there were reports of him having a quad injury by ESPN after the series. And, you know, I believe those reports to be true. Those are good reporters who reported that. And, you know, at the same time, Chris was asked multiple times during the series if he was dealing with any physical ailments. He declined to disclose them. The Suns never put him on the injury report. When something like that happens, you know, That means he's out there. That means he's playing. And that means that we have to appraise his game under those circumstances. And at the end of the day, as big of a fan as I am of Chris Paul, he wasn't good enough. And I think you do have to give the Mavericks a ton of credit. I do think they wore him down in the series, picking him up full court, making it very difficult for him to even bring the ball up the court. I think they did a very good job of making him work on the defensive end. So I do think Dallas deserves a lot of credit for the way they defended the pick and roll, the way they defended Chris. You know, they did to Chris Paul what the Suns were hoping to do to Luka, which was they really made him work on both ends of the floor.
Rohan Nadkarni from SI.com, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. In the aftermath of this series exit for the Suns, Rohan, people are and we've already talked to about both things with you, DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul. Those seem to be the focus, but you won't talk to many bigger Devin Booker fans than myself. I think he's escaping a lot of the culpability for what the Suns did when you get outscored 68-30 in Game 6 and 7 with two chances to close out by Luka Doncic. I mean, the Suns needed more than 11 points from Devin Booker in Game 7. Where do you assess his culpability in all of this?
It's a tough one. Listen, I think Devin would be the first to tell you he also has to play better in these last couple games. I'll say this. Every great NBA player goes through bad playoff losses. Mm-hmm. It's true. LeBron's had it. Michael Jordan lost in the playoffs. Obviously, I'm not saying Devin is on the level of those guys, and I think it's clear that Luka is better than him right now. At the same time, these are the learning moments. These are the teaching moments. I think Devin knows what he needs to work on this summer. The Mavs had a lot of success blitzing him and trapping him and pick and rolls, sending two guys at him, making his life difficult the last couple games of this series. He knows that's where he has to work. I mean, listen, we were having this conversation about Giannis Antetokounmpo 2 years ago in the bubble, the Bucks losing the second round after he wins his second MVP. And it's how's he going to improve his game? So I think if you're Devin, you have to recognize what your shortcomings were in this series. But that gives you the motivation to know what you need to work on for your game moving forward. I do think, again, him and Chris both were not good enough in those last two games. It's still the same Devin Booker who scored 40 points in multiple finals games. So there's room for improvement I think is the nice way to put it.
Is it safe to say that the Suns might have been better served to not clown on Luka and Mavs and the Mavs the way they did in Game 5?
It's possible. I mean, those things that happened in the series. Here's what I honestly, what I've really come around to think is, what's interesting about that game is if you played that game 700 times, how many times do the Suns get blown out? Do we think that what happened in that game 7 was the real Suns, or was that some kind of an outlier game that just happened to hit them at the worst possible time? So
I don't know. It looked a lot like game 6 to me.
That's a good point. I mean, it's just crazy to think that even two games before that, the Suns were the team, you know, blowing them out by 30 points. Mm-hmm. That's the difficult nature of the playoffs. And I asked a couple of Suns players about it during the series. I remember asking JaVale McGee, how do you allow yourself not to overreact to one playoff game? And he said, you know, we fall back on our habits. We've been a great team all season. It just so happens their very last playoff game happened to be one of the worst they've played all season. So I think you can kind of go back and, you know, you might pick out little things from the series and say, maybe if this was different, et cetera. But they have to improve. There's no question about it. But they have to make sure they do so without kind of overreacting to one game as well.
Rohan Nadkarni from SI.com, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Dallas moving forward. I think there's a lot of people surprised that, you know, as a four seed, that they are the team that survived that series. And, you know, one of four teams left standing, they have shot the ball very well from three-point range, especially in the Sun series, making 16 threes a game at 40%. Is that something that you think that they can rely on and maybe duplicate against Golden State and shock the world again, Rohan?
It's going to be tough. I give Golden State the slight edge in that series, and again, playoff experience. Steph Curry, I think, is his own kind of offensive juggernaut in a way that we consider Luka to be. I'll say this about the Mavs three-point shooting. I did a story while I was in Phoenix, spoke to a few coaches and players about it. How do you defend Luka? How do you? Because there's no good option. There really is not. And a big reason why the Mavs get so many good threes is because of the attention you have to pay to Luka Doncic. He forces you to play the game on his terms. And I think he's going to be able to do that to Golden State as well. I Dallas gets a lot of good looks from three. Again, that game 7, when Spencer Dinwiddie is hitting step backs, there's very little you can do. Yeah. But they're going to get a lot of open catch and shoot threes. And that's because Luka commands that level of attention. So the three-point shooting is the one thing that I think is, they might not shoot 40% every night, but they're going to have those big nights in the next round because of how Luka kind of puts pressure on your defense.
Rohan, thanks so much for joining us again. Always appreciate the insight and analysis.